With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Cato! Here's where we smash a political racket!
I don't care how you get it, Curly, but I want the votes from the Fifth Ward. That's going to turn the election. I want it turned my way.
The Fifth Ward's pretty independent, Harder. Not like some of the others.
I'm not worried about the others. It figures out to be a close race, Curly. I have the South Side sewed in a knot. I want the Fifth.
Bradford is going to take the North Side.
That's why I want the Fifth. If you can't deliver it for me, I'll get someone else.
It'll cost plenty.
I've got plenty. What do you think I've been doing while I've been in office? Twiddling my thumbs? If it costs 20,000, 30, 50,000, I want the Fifth Ward.
Could you use some of that dough to get the Sentinel to lay off?
You playing dumb, Curly?
Why not?
Curly, you could never understand anybody being honest, could you?
Ah, everybody's got his price.
Yes, that's why I don't trust you any more than I have to.
Okay. Same for you with me. So long as you pay the dough, I work for you. If I wasn't paying off in votes, you'd wash me off the books.
And you think that's the way it is with the Sentinel?
Everybody wants dough.
Curly, we want money and power. I have both. But you'll never get power, no matter how much money you get, for one reason.
Yeah?
That's right. Because you can't understand that a man like Reed, the owner of the Sentinel, a man like him or someone like Bradford, believes in the principles of democracy. That's more important than money to them.
Principles of democracy. That's stuff to feed the suckers.
Oh, sure. I use it. It's good for votes. But Reed and Bradford believe in it. That's why they're going to be hard to deliver. That's why I want the Fifth Ward votes.
Okay, you'll get it.
I better. What time is it?
A couple of minutes past eight.
Past eight?
Where are you going?
Reed's talking at the auditorium, sponsored by the Civic Club. We're scheduled for eight. Just a short speech. Hope we haven't missed too much of it.
Ah, he's talking for Bradford. Why listen to that stuff?
It's always a good idea to know what the enemy is doing, Curly. Quiet, I want to get this.
And I want to say this to you people listening. The reason why the Daily Sentinel has backed Bradford for mayor is that he's a good housekeeper. And this city needs its house clean.
Talks good, don't they?
Shut up.
Yes, this city needs a house cleaning as never before. It needs to be cleaned of political grafters and chiselers. Cleaned of racketeering in politics. Cleaned of rats who regard the public money as their money. Cleaned of machine politicians like Harder. That's what the Sentinel is fighting for. That's what every honest, sincere voter is fighting for. And that's why all of us here are going to put Bradford in office, Mr. Bradford.
Thanks, Reed.
I'm not accustomed to making speeches, Bradford. It's your job now. Pardon me. Excuse me, please.
Excuse me, that was swell.
Thanks, Miss Case. Let's get out of here, shall we?
If we can get to that door.
Bradford's going to give them a fighting talk. I could notice the sign.
You did all right yourself.
Nonsense. All I did was put one of Gunnigan's editorials into words. And here we are. What's the job? Anything new from the Sentinel?
I called Gunnigan just before your speech. He said everything's quiet.
How does the vote look?
Well, from all reports, whoever takes the Fifth Ward hits the jackpot.
Well, there's still some time before election. Bradford will have to do plenty of campaigning in that ward.
He's making a speech there tomorrow night, isn't he?
That's right, a street corner speech.
Hey, boss, they told me you'd be in here.
Where is it, Laurie?
Boss, I've been snooping around the Fifth Ward. Harder's up to his old tricks.
What do you mean?
Hobos, boss. They're drifting in there by the dozens. Harder's getting set to pack the ballot box with drifters and repeaters.
Who's handling it?
Who do you think? It's Curly. Harder's right-hand rat.
What about Bradford's speech tomorrow night, Laurie? Did you get a line on that?
There's going to be trouble.
Hoodlums, huh?
All I know is there's been a heavy demand for stale vegetables.
Oh, gosh, if Bradford talks down there, he'll collect more ripe tomatoes than a ham actor.
Bradford better call it off, boss.
We'll see about that. Miss Case, I want you to get the police commissioner for me. Harder may be mayor of this town, but Bradford's got to have police protection.
Yeah, he's got to have it, but will he get it? Casey, Bradford talks in front of this mob, he's nuts.
Well, the police.
All I know is they aren't here. The boss inside?
Yes, in the drugstore. I think he's calling the police commissioner now. Bradford's with him.
Let's go see what's cooking, huh?
It's all right with me.
After you, Casey.
Don't worry, Lowry. They're saving the fruit for Bradford. Oh, there's Mr. Reed on the phone now.
Well, how long will it be before there's police protection here? Well, Bradford can't wait that long. He has other talks tonight. He can't call it off. He won't. I got those policemen down here, or the Sentinel will have plenty to say about your department. The police commissioner.
What did he say, Reed?
What could he say, Bradford? Stalling says they'll be here, but frankly, it's easy to tell he's getting his orders from higher up.
Harder?
Well, sure, it's harder. After all, I suppose we can't censor the commissioner completely. His job depends on the party in power. Right now, that's harder.
Mr. Bradford, you can't talk in front of that crowd.
It's up to you, Bradford.
There's only one answer to that, Reed. I've got to talk.
But holy mackerel, Mr. Bradford.
Save it, Lowry. I knew that would be your answer, Bradford.
Well, might as well get it over with.
Just a second, Lowry.
Yeah, boss?
Take a look out the front and see if you can spot any of the men from the Sentinel.
Huh?
When the police weren't here, I phoned Gunnigan. He got in touch with the delivery crews.
You mean the boys are coming over here?
Might as well have some supporters around. Take a look, Lowry.
A pleasure, boss.
Miss Case.
Yes?
My car's out and back. I've got 10 cameras in it. Lowry will bring up any man who can take pictures, and you'll hand them the cameras.
But the regular cameraman...
We need more than a regular cameraman. You might as well make sure, and I'll want one myself.
And one for little Casey?
Oh, Miss Case, you're staying out of this. Well out of
it. Oh, but Mr.
Reed... That's settled, understand?
Gosh, I suppose so.
The boys are here, boss.
Good. Miss Case got the cameras.
I'll be out there.
Lowry, give the boys the high sign. They're to take cameras and get as many pictures as they can. If any rough stuff starts, they know what to do.
Better tell this druggist to stay open, boss. There may be some black eyes that need attention.
All right, Bradford?
Yes, Reed.
You're walking into it, you know.
Somebody's got to.
Okay, let's go.
I'm out for votes, but I want to be sure that they're honest votes. I don't want the kind of votes my opponent gets. I want to tell you
careful,
people...
Careful, Bradford.
Throw the bomb out.
Let him have it. Give it to him.
Here's a bouquet for you, Bradford.
I want to see...
Look out.
They're throwing stuff.
Miss Case, get that out of here. How'd you get in here in the first place?
I just walked in.
Should I go on?
No, it's no use, Bradford.
Come on, you guys. Break it up.
Snatch them cameras. Don't let them take pictures.
This way, Bradford. Get off this platform.
Boss, it's turning into a riot.
I never saw so many vegetables in my life.
Looks like we're overwhelmed, Reed.
No use battling this mob. Come on, let's get out of here.
Back where you came from.
Get him out.
Boss, here come the cops. Yes, after the damage is done. What about those pictures, Lowry?
No, boss, we got some. The boys are in there shooting.
Let's hope they get them back to the Sentinel.
Yes, before those cameras are smashed.
Never mind that. We're getting out of here.
It is a fine job. A fine job. That'll teach Bradford a lesson. Trying to invade the Fifth Ward, huh? Hello? Oh, yes, Commissioner. Take it easy. I don't care whether you like what happened last night or not. I'm still running this town, and that means the police department as well as the rest. So what? No one was hurt. You got there a little late, that's all. What's that? Now, listen, Commissioner, I made you and I can break you. Just cool off and think of that. Goodbye. Make them and break them. That's the way to run a political machine. Well, what do you... it's you, Curly.
Yeah, Harder. How'd I do last night?
Not bad, Curly. You handled it very nicely.
The Sentinel almost pulled a fast one, boss. They had a bunch of their truck drivers down there. Some of those babies are pretty handy.
What's that under your arm, the paper?
I have a Sentinel. Haven't had time to look it over yet.
Let's see.
They had a bunch of photographers there.
They did, eh?
Yeah, but we took care of that. Plenty of broken cameras around there for the White Wings to sweep up.
Well, if they get a picture or two, it doesn't matter. You used drifters, didn't you?
Yeah, some of the hobos were bringing in. Give them coffee money.
Quite a good land the Sentinels got. All about...
Yeah?
Curly.
What's the matter? Something wrong?
There's something wrong. Take a look at this.
What?
This picture. Here, you lunkhead.
So what? They can't identify anyone.
Good look. You dummy, this is a picture of you.
What?
You fool. Look at that. A picture of you throwing tomatoes. The whole city knows you're one of my men. Why, I...
Take it easy, Hart.
Take it easy. Did you have to go there?
Well, no, I didn't.
You just wanted to see the fun, huh? Have a good laugh, huh?
How was I to know they'd spot me?
Get out. We're through. Finished.
Now, wait a minute.
I said get out.
And I said wait. Cool off harder. Or maybe you don't want the Fifth Ward votes.
Curly, if you think you could... Well, what did you say?
Get smart, Harder. All right, I pulled a boner. But you need me. I'm the only guy who can handle those votes for you and your North.
Well, guess I did fly off the handle.
I made a mistake. But I can still deliver those votes. The only thing is I'll have to stay in the background more, that's all.
And what?
Simple, Harder. I got maybe a dozen boys. They can act as go-betweens. I'll give them the dough, they'll buy the votes. I won't even appear, much less you.
All I do is supply the cash, eh?
That's right. Now we can talk about it later.
Mr. Reed, Sir Bobman. One moment, please.
Who is it, Cato?
It's Mr. Laurie, Miss Britt.
Laurie, eh? And you already sent that Green Hornet note to Bradford?
Yes, Miss Britt. But I don't understand.
You don't understand why I did it? Well, if the public believes the Green Hornet is allied with Harder, they're more apt to vote for Bradford. Oh, excuse me.
I see, Mr. Britt.
Hello?
Boss, I'm calling from Bradford's home. It's a story.
What happened, Laurie? What is it?
Bradford just got a threat from the Green Hornet.
No.
Yeah, I called it in the Gunnigan. He's giving it page one.
Well, looks as if Harder has the wrong kind of friends, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I never guessed they were this wrong. Got any orders, boss?
Orders? Yes, Lowe. You might call on Harder and get his ideas about the Hornet just to check up.
On my way. So long, boss.
Good night. Cato.
Yes, Mr. Bates.
Get the Black Beauty ready. The gas weapon and the mask. Lowry's going calling, and so is the Green Hornet.
That's just the kind of a story the Sentinel would print. I have nothing to do with the Hornet. It's absurd.
Well, I'm just asking, Harder. That's my job.
Well, you've got your answer. Here's the door. You can...
Hey, that car out in front.
Step on it.
Holy mackerel, that's the Hornet car. I guess he didn't know you had company. Now try and say you're not pals with the Green Hornet. You'll read about it in the Sentinel.
That story sold plenty of papers, and it's going to influence plenty of votes.
Well, that was just blind luck, boss. I stepped into it.
False modesty?
No, on a level. I don't mind grabbing all the credit I can. But last night was one of those things.
This ought to help Bradford's chances plenty.
Say, boss.
Yes?
I've been thinking it over. Why should the Hornet pull a stunt like that?
Threatening Bradford?
A politician like Harder should know that would throw public sentiment toward Bradford.
Yes, he should.
There's no use figuring the Green Hornet. He's got angles no one else ever gets.
Possibly, Lowry.
He's a smart apple. Well, even now the police are no closer to him than they ever were.
Well, there's no use going over that. We're talking votes. Any news of how it looks?
Gunnigan's getting some more dope, boss.
Mr. Reed.
Oh, yes, Miss Case. You spoke to Gunnigan?
Well, he's been getting some of the news from the City Press Association.
Anything on the Hornet?
Nope.
What's the trend on the election? Is it still the same, or does it look as if Bradford were favored?
Well, Gunnigan says it looks as if the Fifth Ward still holds the deciding votes.
Well, that doesn't seem possible. Harder must have lost some support after the Hornet threatened Bradford.
Maybe you haven't seen the Clarion. Harder claims that the Hornet threat was a stunt cooked up to discredit him. He says it's political mudslinging.
Yeah, and the Clarion prints it. Holy mackerel, Casey, that yellow newspaper. Hey, boss.
Yes?
You're leaving, Mr. Reed?
Well, yes, Miss Case. I have some private matters to attend to.
But, Mr. Reed...
If you want me, I'll be at my apartment.
Thank you.
understand what you're to do, Cato?
Yes, Mr. Brent.
Sometime between now and Election Day, Harder's man Curley is going to organize those votes in the Fifth Ward.
Yes?
Drifters, bums, repeaters. He'll be handing out plenty of money to pack the ballot box with votes for Harder. But get this, Cato. After that snapshot of Curley that was printed in the Sentinel, he'll keep himself in the background.
I see.
He'll use other men, go-betweens, ward healers. Now find out when Curley is calling a meeting of those men and let me know, Cato. The Green Hornet's going to take an interest in that meeting.
Casey, is the boss in?
If you're looking for Mr. Reed, the answer is no, Lowry. He's not in.
Huh? With elections tomorrow? Holy mackerel, Casey, why not?
Because he's got his own affairs to attend to.
Casey, why is it that every once in a while the boss goes off the track and starts playing the nightclubs and staying away from the office?
Lowry, Mr. Reed's private life is
okay,
his own.
Okay, okay, skip it. That playboy streak he has, I guess. I got pre-election quotes you want to hear. Yeah, where is he, his apartment?
That's my phone, Lowry. I'll get him.
Uh-huh. Missed his voice, didn't you?
What do you mean?
Relax, Casey. You're blushing as red as that lipstick. Nothing against a girl feeling soft about her boss, is there?
You're not a reporter. You're a keyhole keeper.
Yeah, I wouldn't be bad.
All right, Lowry.
Hello?
Mr. Reed?
Yes, Miss Case. How are things at the Sentinel?
We missed you, Mr. Reed.
I'll bet you have.
Lowry wants to talk to you.
What do you mind? I've missed you, too, Miss Case.
You have?
Yes, all of you.
Oh. Well, here's Lowry. Well,
hello, boss. I've been making the rounds. Bradford issued the usual statement. He says he's confident that the voters of the city will toss out the machine and elect him mayor.
I hope so. But it's not the regular voters we're worried about. It's those drifters.
And I also learned that Curley's calling a meeting of the ward healers from the 5th tonight. It's supposed to be secret.
Secret meeting, huh? You got any idea what he plans to discuss at it, Lowry?
You know where it is?
It's going to be at his house. 10 tonight.
10 tonight. I see.
Yeah, boss. I figured I might be able to crash that meeting. Might get some dope for the Sentinel.
You plan to be there?
Well, if I can make it, how about it?
Why, yes, do that, Lowry. If Curley doesn't organize those repeat votes tonight, they can't do any voting tomorrow.
Sure, they're going to race for the playoff.
All right, Lowry, if you can do it, okay. Why not take a camera?
Yeah, boss, I might get some shots.
And don't forget to vote for Bradford. Good night. So Lowry plans to be there if he can make it. I'll have to make sure he doesn't. Can't have him breaking in on the Green Hornet.
Mr. Brett.
Was that you, Cato?
I find out about the meeting, Mr. Brett. 10 o'clock at the Curry's house.
You're not the only one who found out, Cato. Lowry learned about it, too.
Lowry?
We'll have to take our chances on that. By now, it's time for us to get busy. Where's the Hornet gun and the mask?
Here in the desk, Mr. Brett.
Good. Bring them along. We're moving out in the Black Beauty as soon as it gets dark.
A few hours later, as darkness mantled the city, Britt Reed and his valet Cato stepped through a secret panel in the rear of the apartment, then walked along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house, which led directly to an adjoining building. Supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, superpowered Black Beauty, high-speed car of the Green Hornet.
I drive, Mr. Britt?
Yes, Cato, take the wheel. You're going to have a ticklish job taking care of Lowry. I want to be sure he doesn't arrive too soon.
I understand, Mr. Brett.
You've got the extra Green Hornet mask?
Yes, sir.
Good. Step on it, Cato. Let's go.
Yeah, it's okay, Harder. All fixed. Yeah, I'm sorting the dough out now for the boys when they show up. They'll distribute it okay. Sure, if they don't, the mugs in the Fifth Ward ain't gonna do no voting for nobody. You sure you control the polls? Yeah, you're okay, just asking. And what about this Hornet business? Okay, okay, if you say so, Harder. Yeah, I won't see you until after elections. It's in the bag. Good night. Yeah, there's 500 for Joe. That'll take care of 200, maybe 300 votes. And 1,000 for Bucky.
Never mind sorting that money, Curley.
Now, what the? You're a mask.
Get away from that desk.
Stick up, huh? My Harder will run you out of that mask.
I'm taking that money, Curley.
You're the Green Hornet.
Hand it over.
But Hornet, wait a minute. Is this on a level? What's the angle?
Figure it yourself. You know them all.
You mean you're in with Harder?
All I want is that money, Curley.
Oh. All by yourself, huh?
That's right. I'm up for myself, Curley. And get back.
What are you going to do with that gun?
Get back.
Yeah, sure.
Stay right there. And don't move unless I tell you to. I see each of these envelopes is addressed. Who's Joe?
He's going to buy votes. All them guys there. That dough is to buy votes for Harder.
Not anymore, Curly.
But if them guys don't get that dough, we can't buy votes.
That's your tough luck.
But Harder, he'll bust me wide open if I don't
yes?
feel like he's...
You haven't got much choice, Curly. I'm taking this money, and when Joe and the rest get here, they're going to get nothing but orders.
Orders?
Yes, orders written by you, Curly. Orders telling them not to bother about rounding up votes, that everything's all right.
But that... How to lose the election, sure. You can't do that.
You're writing those orders, Curly.
I don't get it. What good's that gonna do you?
It'll give me time, Curly. Time to make sure no one can trail this money.
Oh. You want to cover up, huh?
That's the idea.
Suppose I say nothing doing. Suppose I don't write them orders. I can refuse to... No, wait.
I don't think you'll refuse, Curly.
We wouldn't use that gun.
That's up to you. You'll write or I'll...
Okay. Sure, sure.
Good. It's still more than 2 hours before those men are due to come here. You can send the orders by messenger.
Messenger?
And you needn't try anything, Curly. When that messenger shows up, I'll be hidden behind the door with this gun pointing at your ribs. Now sit down and get started.
Okay, mister. Delivering this batch of letters will cost you 5 and a half. Here's your 4 bits change.
Keep it. Go on, scram.
Sure. Okay.
Close the door, Curly.
Listen, Hornet. That busts me wide open. You know that, don't you?
Does it?
Harder's going to get licked in the election, and that means I'm washed up. I ought to get a chance to explain to Harder. You think I'm crossing him up, keeping the dough.
You'll get that chance, Curly.
Let me call him up. Let me... Huh?
He's already been called.
What do you mean? You didn't call him. He was with me. And I didn't call.
You? You might ruin things. No, Curly, I have a helper. He called. Harder will be here in... Well, any second now.
Huh?
The time for his arrival was set very definitely. Here, put this on.
What's that?
Put it on.
Hey, this thing is a mask. A mask like the one you're wearing.
Put it on. You're going to wear that mask when you open the door for Harder.
Something would have happened. Me hiding here with my camera all set. Fall asleep with some of those guys, don't show up pretty soon. Who's this? Holy mackerel, it's Harder. Come on, Curly, answer that door. Baby, is this going to be a camera shot for page one? Come on, the door, let's hear...
I get the phone calling. The Green Hornet.
Holy mackerel, it's the Hornet. Harder and the Hornet. Hold it. Thanks for the picture. You'll see it in a... What the gash? Who are... Look.
What's going on here? That man took a picture and then this man shot him with a gun that made no sound. If you were the Hornet, let's have the answer.
Harder, I ain't the Hornet. I ain't...
Curly, you...
That's right, Harder.
What the...
Not a fool. Curly is wearing that Hornet mask because I made him do it.
You made
him
do it.
You can't blame me for this.
And who's this?
That's my helper, Harder. Keep that gun trained on him.
I will.
Boss, I couldn't help it. The Hornet grabbed the dough. I had to tell them guys not to buy any votes. He made me.
What's that? Where are you? I'll lose the election, sure. What's your angle, Hornet?
My angle?
I got it. You're betting on Bradford. That's it, isn't it? You're betting on Bradford winning the election, and you're making sure he does.
I don't bet.
Don't hand me that. Look, I've got plenty of money. I'll pay you whatever you say.
Crooked money, Harder.
That reporter out there, he's got a picture in that camera. We'll have to get rid of that.
You didn't hear me, Harder. I've got all of your money I want.
You mean you won't play ball?
You're licked, Harder. Finished.
So that's the way it is. And there's only one thing for me to do. That's to... Grab him, Curly. Grab that gun.
Behind you, Harder.
Take him. This is for you.
Boss, the little guy.
No. Oh. Get your Hornet.
You're asking for it, Rat.
No, don't. You don't. I...
Yes. Can't breathe.
Good work, Cato. You got Curly just in time.
Hey, strong.
Not cold. Cato, I want to make sure they stay that way until tomorrow evening when the election booths close. Can you fix it?
It can be done, Mr. Wade.
Good. Curly lives alone. Nobody will come in here. We can leave the two of them, lock the door, and they won't be disturbed. I'll take the Black Beauty, and you can drive Harder's cab back in front of the house.
Yes, sir.
Be sure you leave no fingerprints.
What about the police, Mr. Wade?
Police, Cato? Well, when Lowry recovers from that gas and the Sentinel prints a picture of Harder with a green hornet, the police will think Harder has a good reason for staying out of sight, election day or no election day. The police and everyone else.
The money, Mr. Britt.
It's graft money, Cato, but we'll see that it gets to some charity that won't know it's tainted. It'll do more good that way. Now, let's get busy. We have a lot to do. I've got to be at the Sentinel all day tomorrow waiting for the election returns. Look at that, Miss Case. Bradford's piling up a tremendous vote. Look at the returns from the Fifth Ward.
The whole city, Mr. Reed. Well, that picture Lowry took last night certainly impressed the voters.
Bradford's got this election in the bag. Harder and his political machine are licked.
Well, it looks that way. But, Mr. Reed, isn't it odd that no one can find Harder?
Would you show your face after being taken in a picture with a green hornet?
This election is so important.
Forget it. Harder's voting machine is so disorganized it doesn't make any difference anyhow.
Daily Sentinel, good evening. Yes, just a moment. It's Bradford, Mr. Reed.
Hello? Oh, yes, Bradford. What? Well, that's fine, fine. Send us a statement, will you? Right, call us back. This case, Bradford is in. He's won.
He has?
Yeah, still a few more votes to count, but Bradford has more than a majority already.
Hey, boss, have you heard the news?
Oh, yes, Lowry. You mean about Bradford winning?
Yeah, I checked that on the way through the office, but it's something else. Otter and Curly finally got the headquarters.
They did.
Well, do they have any explanation for their absence or for that picture?
Boss, they aren't talking. But you know, it's a funny thing, that picture I took last night. As soon as I mentioned it, both of them started to swear a blue streak. From the way they sounded, they don't care much for the Hornet.
Hmm. Perhaps the Hornet wasn't working with Harder after all.